So if you please turn to the first base sheet in the white prayer book, and let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times, the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan right below. Taya ta omune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta omune mune maha munaye. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient mantras at the bottom, Chenrezig's mantra eight times, and then Green Tower's mantra seven times. Om Mani Padme to go to their classes. If they've never been to a class, would the parent accompany the child and fill out a survey form and find out where to pick up your child? Thank you.
So here's one question I think they just put there. Anyway, so this question may be later to talk. So probably we'll do some meditations. Okay, some meditation together. We'll do 9 round breathing meditations. Some of you probably heard probably like more than 1,000 times, but if there's somebody here first time, so probably no good to learn. So 9 round breathing meditation. There's like 3 as a set, okay, of breathing. So the purpose of that meditation is to get rid of, you know, negative energy. You know? Negative energy not necessarily always produced by negative mind. So that also need to know, because no knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations. So liberation won't come simply. You know, liberation won't come because of simple faith. The liberation is the product of wisdom. The wisdom is the product of knowledge. So that's why, you know, we must learn. First we must learn, so then we, you know, practice, then we gain some wisdoms, you know, understanding of that, you know, how to do meditations. So then slowly, slowly, then you will gain experiential understanding of this particular meditation. That means when you do, you feel something. So that means that's a clear sign that now you not just understood, you understood with some experience, means you are experiencing something. So that's called deeper levels of understanding of practice, called experiential understanding. Tibetan word was called jula. Nyawatungi means, you know, when you think about it, kind of touch quite deep inside your, you know, mind, so that there's no experiential understanding. So this 9 round breathing meditation is, you know, to get rid of, okay, negative energy, you know, that created by not able to concentrate. Mind thinking something here, thinking something here, thinking every single minute, thinking something. No, not able to pull all the energy, all your mental energy into one particular object. So not doing that, then that's how the energy been getting wasted, you know, been wasted. So that energy will go through our channels, you know. So then sometimes it gets stuck. So then cause physical discomfort. So then the physical discomfort contribute to our mind. So then mind easily become irritated. No, it's easily been irritated, also disturbed. You know, even though we put, you know, sometime when you go to hotel, they give you some piece of paper that you hang outside, don't disturb. That's not strong enough for your mind. So otherwise, we all can wear, you know, like one leg, I say, on our neck. So please don't disturb. But that probably will not help, you know, because you need to tell your mind, don't disturb, rather than telling other people, don't disturb. So your own mind become more, I say, our own mind, unfortunately, our own mind become more disturbing than, you know. Like, you can put the sign outside your door, but your mind can still be disturbed inside the hotel room, you know, so... So anyway, so the meditation is like waiting, meditation, okay. So then, you know, so much negative energy then will contribute to physical discomfort. So I just explain this because I'm hoping that you will learn, so then you will share with other people. So that's how, you know, we help each other. Okay. So now then this nine round breathing material is to how to eliminate that, you know, negative energy that's been stuck into our channels. So then when you concentrate, you know, then that's the way to create more positive energies. Then your mind become, you know, the very purpose of, you know, concentration is to make your mind calm and peaceful. That's the only way, according to ancient teachings, 2,500 years ago. So they suggest, if you are looking for calm mind, peaceful mind, what we need to do? We need to concentrate. Concentrate, you know. You can use your own breath. You can use certain image, you know. Then you concentrate, you know. So then you, not just once a blue moon, but, you know, daily basis, you know. Some, you know, sometime here, the early morning is good, you know. Then you sit, then you concentrate. Then if you feel your mind's coming down, kind of peaceful, that's the way to go. That's why you meditate. That's all. No more, no less. Why you meditate? Because it makes your mind calm and peaceful as you meditate, not because something, you want to become something. So then we'll do some nine-round breathing meditations. Okay. So then, as I said before, you know, stress, you know, so how you define stress? Is it the same as negative energy or is it different? So, you know, this nine-round breathing meditation could help, you know, to also get rid of some stress. You know, if your stress is, you know, because your mind is all over the place, because of that, if that creates stress, then more likely those stress is defined as a negative energy. So then you need to, you know, focus. So first, please use your left hand. So block your left nostril. Long, slow inhale from right nostril, long, slow. Then exhale. Then again. Then exhale. Then again. Then exhale. That's first set. That's three. So the second, then please use your right hand, block this, then inhale, long, slow. Six. So now from both nostrils, long, slow. Begin with inhale. This is called nine round breathing meditation. So first you use your left hand. You inhale, okay? When you inhale, there's one. Each time when you inhale, you count. There's one. Then there's two. Then three. First set, finish. Then second. Like that. three times. Now I'm breathing meditation. It's called Lungro Gutu. Cell. The cell means eliminated. Lungro is like wasted energy. Gu, nine. Two set. There's three set. So that's the name of the meditation, Lungro Gutu says. So probably, you know, it's worth to try, you know, if you have a lot of stress in your life because of your job, you know, your business, your families. So the best thing, you know, it's much better to do nine round breathing meditation than screaming. I think. So just try. Maybe screaming is better, I don't know. So maybe, you know, you try, what to try. So nine round breathing meditation, you don't scream to anybody, so just sit there. So it's interesting because, you know, like, that says, you know, when you scream, that you, it's like that you don't believe, you don't think that other person not going to, other person not hearing you, because you kind of mentally feel kind of disconnected, so that's why you scream, you know. So then when you whisper into someone's ear, because you feel so connected mentally, that's why you whisper, not because that person not going to hear. That's why you. So that's kind of interesting. Like whenever you scream or what other yelling, screaming, all this, because you, you know, it's not necessarily always to the stranger or the person you don't like. You know, sometimes also, unfortunately, person that you dearly love, then you also scream too. So then you, at that moment, you kind of mentally disconnected. That's why you scream. You know, so it's all not, these are all not good things. So please try, you know. So this 9 down breathing meditation is good to do at the beginning of any meditations. You should do that 9 down breathing meditation. So. So now the second meditation, you know, the second meditation is for, how you say, Gopa is like, you know, wandering mind. Wandering. So the Gopa is not just wandering, you know. It's like this kind of wandering mind is driven by some form of attachments. You know, not able to stop, keep thinking of something, where there's like something to buy that you don't have money to buy, but you keep thinking. Or maybe there could be a person, could be, you know, like some place that you want to go to vacation, but you are not able to afford to go there, but you keep thinking. There's like, you know, I say, you know, so this meditation is particular for that. It's like wandering mind, you know, just thinking, oh, why these are there, all this flag? These are not really driven by attachment, some form of attachment. It's just wandering mind. But this particular wandering mind is very much driven by some level of attachment, you know, keep going there again. So this meditation is particularly designed for that. Tendatsu means, you know, forceful method, okay? Forceful method. So I already, you know, explained these meditations, you know, many times here at the center. So today, doing this again, every Sunday, doing this again, if there's some people are here new, you know, so then, you know, they could learn. So learn, I think that's the best. You learn, that's the best. You don't just hope, you go, oh, that person is going to do something miracle. That's like, I say, nonsense. You know, you learn. So that's not nonsense. Learning is not nonsense. You learn. So then you practice. Then you get all the benefit. So then if whole group of people together sit, meditate, at the same time thinking something, same thing, that create powerful energy, you know. That all the studies already been done. I think, you know, simultaneously, there's like thousands of people meditating at the same time. Meditate. The result is quite, you know, good. So then in some cases, you know, there's less crime in the communities because people are doing that. So first of all, it immensely benefit your mind. Oh, that's very good. Okay, so this meditations, what we do this 10 times, okay? So first exhale from your mouth. Then, that's one. Okay, each time you inhale, please count in your mind, that's one. We'll do 10 times. Then in the end, then we hold our breath. And just imagine, and it's good, the body should be straight, you know, it's good. So imagine that energy that's going in is like white. It's going through your center of your bite, the center of your bite, sir. Center of your body, so your body, and just visualize there's, you know, some kind of tube, and just imagine that going in there, going in the center of your body, like round, kind of white. And reach 4 fingers below your navel, okay? Then just hold there, and please concentrate on that, focus on that. Meanwhile, you are not breathing, and please hold your breath long as you can, then exhale. Okay? This is called forceful method, how to control this, you know, super excited mind driven by some level of attachment. Gopa sent us the Menga instructions. Gopa, wandering mind, sent us the means cut, forceful method, you know, to cut the super excited mind. So, just try, see if that helps. Just try, it should help. You know, so, see if that helps, you know, so then that is great, you know, so that nobody has a. It's good for everybody. It's good for everybody. You know, it's good for everybody. You know? So then, mind on with meditations. Okay. That. So then, probably next Sunday, probably there's another call. Lungsim damga da seve menga. Lungsim namga da seve menga. Lungsim, mind and energy. Mixing mind and energy with space. Mixing mind and energy with space. So that's like if you're feeling down, if you kind of know, when you meditate, at the beginning, very fresh, slowly. So then that is called forceful method, how to lift up your energy on the spirit up. So there's another meditation, so probably next Sunday. So now here, that's one question. So today, class might end a little bit earlier because we are walking last three full days. We have, you know, consecrating statue here. So his back is a little bit hurt, sitting many hours. So this is very good questions. So before I answer this question, so this is this answer will come something that I learn. You know, it's not something that necessarily I do every single hour. You know, so there's no more mainly from. So this is good. You know, this is like this question is based on purification practice. Purification practice. So, because being here last 14 years, been talking, last 14 years. So then, you know, talking to people, you know, seeing people, the one thing that I learned is almost like kind of like disease, widespread disease in the Western world. So people, I'm not saying all of them, but, you know, but generally speaking, tend to look down on themselves, you know. I say, oh, I'm not good, I'm bad, you know. So then like putting a lot of negative labels in oneself. From Buddhist point of view, you know, so first, in order to help other people, first we have to learn how to help ourselves. If you cannot help yourself, there's no way you can help other people. So then the process of helping yourself begin with, you know, thinking something positive about yourself, you know, called precious human life. It's not based on how much money you make, it's based on what kind of title you have, professor, engineer, you know, neurosurgeon or whatever. It's not based on that. It's just simply based on the life that you have. That's what you're supposed to think every morning when you open your eye. The first thing you have, you're supposed to think is like, precious human life. You know? So how that, the questions, I think in the West, you know, generally speaking, people don't ask. In the East, there's a lot of philosophies, you know, been, you know, invented in the East, particularly according to Buddhism. This question is very important to ask. How I become human? How? So you may think it's a piece of cake, but it's not a piece of cake. You may think, oh, it's kind of boring, but it's not boring. So then the answer, there will be three answers, you know, how I become human. So then this, then you find out, Tenjo is like very precious. Tenche, meaningful. Nyeka, difficult to find. So time to time, you hear people come to you, oh, Gishila, my life has no meaning. That's not true. There's clear indication there you are heading towards something darkness. That's not true. That's your just mind made up. Because your egoistic mind, there's no enough wisdom voice. There's a lot of egoistic voice. So because of that, we need therapies. Therapy? Not just 1,000 therapies is needed. Because now we are become so good at, you know, listening our egoistic mind, but there's no inner wisdom voice. There's all the egoistic voice. So this is wisdom voice. This is wisdom voice that teaches you how to think something positive about yourself, Tenjo. So that's as a Buddhist, that's what you're supposed to think every morning, minute you wake up, rather than thinking to complaining about the weather, you know. You think about something good, you know, just, you don't need to sit down like this. You just think, oh, great, you know, awake, can see, can read, you know, can talk, can move. That's wonderful, you know, wonderful. So that's called precious human life. So that's something that, you know, also related to this. This I've been talking about this, you know, many, I think months. So not because I don't think that you don't understand. I do know that you fully understand. So what we need to do, we need to gain experience and understanding of that, you know, precious human life. So that means bottom line is like thinking something positive about yourself. Okay? So why? Yeah. Happier life, easy life is, you know, can be done, but it's not easy as it sounds. It requires a lot of ties of knowledge, you know. So first of all, so you think about, you know, this like existence, you know. So this call, from Buddhist point of view, it's called samsara, right? What samsara means? Samsara means that not everything is perfect. If everything is perfect, that's called liberation, moksha, nirvana, enlightenment, that's what it's called. Then there will be no imperfection. This, everything is perfect. No, speech perfect, thought perfect, physical action perfect, everything is perfect, just pure. That's what it is. No? So here in samsara, to understanding your own existence, you know, we have to study our own existence. So once you understand, oh, my existence is something, what you call samsara, means imperfect existence. Is due. So then that will reduce a lot of fear to being perfect. You know, they can, you know, it's difficult, you know, difficult to you to be perfect. It's difficult you to expect something to be perfect. It's quite difficult. So much energy has been spent on that. So much worry, concern, fears. So once you understand samsara, this all fear is gone. It's gone. You know? So then you have, you know, some reason why I should feel compassion. Because, you know, same, you know, even though it looks very nice cloth, but in the same, long as you are part of samsara, there will be some challenge down the road. So that also helps, you know, to letting go of certain things. So then top of that, you know, then begin day with, you know, precious human life. So then we make mistake. Because of that, we make mistake. We hurt people. We say something that we should not say. We do certain things we should not do. We think certain things we should not think. We do make mistakes. You have to have compassion to yourself. You have to be gentle to yourself. You have to know. So, but those mistakes does not make that you are incapable to improve yourself. But every single moment, no matter you remember some sort of mistake, but every single moment you are fully capable of, you know, improving yourself. That's why it's called precious human life. You are fully capable, you know, capable. So then, what is about all this, you know, mistakes? So I have one friend here, he's from Texas. Now I think he's not here. So he asked me, how's about like when I was 20, I did something, this, you know, something, this thing, this. How's about that? I just jokingly told him, that doesn't count. Because you are from Texas, it doesn't count. He just laughed, I just make jokes. But we go, you know, really fast go. So now here, this is your joke. So here, you know, I realize we do the same thing. There's no difference between American and Tibetan and Asian. No, we do think about, you know, certain things that we did. We are not quite happy about that. So here, difference that I see, I could be wrong. In Buddhism, what you do, you think, yeah, you do think some certain, you know, what went wrong, physically, mentally, verbally, what went wrong. But we think about them with positive intentions, okay? We don't think about that, about negative intentions. So then, you know, thinking about something negative, out of negative intentions, then what you are thinking is, intention is negative. What you are thinking is negative. What you are doing is negative. That is like, for me, it's like pushing yourself deep in the darkness you couldn't see. That's no good. No, that's no good. That's very unfortunate. So you do think certain negative things about, you know, yourself. You do that deliberately, voluntarily, not by force or fear. You do that out of positive intention. That you do that deliberately and you are thinking about something negative. Then what do? You do something positive. So this is this question is about, you know, you purify them. So when you think about it, it's the exact same the analogy that I use. You know, when you think about the, I'm not sure like what kind of intention people think about the dirty dishes in their sink. They could be neutral or maybe it could be. So now we do think about, you know, dirty dishes or clothes, you know, house, obviously kind of mess, every papers everywhere. You know, the kitchen is kind of, you know, the closet is kind of like hustle bustle. But when you think about that, it's kind of like we enjoy, we think, you know, we think about that. So then what do you do? You know, but think there's a process. Thinking about something that needs to be clean, that's good, that's the first step. So the second step, what do? Now you have this old detergent to clean. You have this, you know, kind of like you buy when you go to the Walmart or maybe some other store. You are looking for the best detergents to clean. Then you buy sponge. Now there's all kind of, you know, so there, you know, there. So some of them you put the soap on that, this extra work. Some of them already come with, you know, you pour, just put the soap inside. It's already there. All kinds of things you can buy. This all the purpose to clean. So you got all of that, you know, you have, you know, the water, you have the sink, you have the dirty dishes, you have the all this detergent, all of that. Then just thinking about that's good, that's the first step. The second, if you just sit there, you know, do nothing and hope maybe it will just clean. You know, so that's not good. So what we need to do? We need to move. That's simple. When it comes down mind, yeah, of course, no, we have to do something. We have to clean. No? So then, you know, this is, you know, you think difference between, as I mentioned, I may be wrong, but, you know, this is what I see last being here 14 years. You think out of positive intentions, then you think about something negative, then you do something positive. Then in the end, it doesn't hurt. Then you think you purified them. It's still good. If you're feeling bad, it's still good. So then you don't end up blaming yourself. See, I can purify them. So therefore, there's no one text. It says, people who know how to purify, their negative is light. Why? Not because negative itself is light, because that person knows how to purify them. The person who does not know how to purify them is kind of heavy, because not because it's itself heavy, but, you know, because not purifying them, they used to feel there's no good. You know, so blaming yourself, that's the last thing that, you know, 650 years ago, Lama Tsongkhapa suggests, you know, then Lama Atisha, Indian master, you know, then Shakyamuni Buddha, that's Indian master, they all suggest that we should not look down on ourselves. That's not good. I'm not just saying here to make you happy. So you can read, you know. I'm just repeating here. So that includes myself too. I have to think something good about myself. You know, I should not think about myself based on something negative. I should think about something based on my positive abilities, you know. So when I think about something negative, so what I should do, I should purify them. So then guilt. There will be no guilt. You know? So you are fully capable. His Holiness said, physically, mentally, emotionally, we are all same. We are all fully capable to improve ourselves. So then, slowly, life will be, you know, easier, happier, you know, easygoing. You know, so then, because it's like thinking is grow. It's, so, you know, so then, you know, oh, let it go. Easy to say. How? Not easy. Easy to say. It requires some knowledge. You can't just go, let it go, you know. So you have to calculate very precisely, you know, for based on your own happiness, you know. So then you learn. So Buddhism does have, you know, like something to contribute when it comes down to mental happiness, because it's been studied, it's been done, books have been written, all this book, there's like a couple hundred books, it's all been written. 2,500 years ago, many of them written by Indian scholar, Indian master. Then there's many books that are written by Tibetan master. This is all study has been done about mind, how to improve mind. So now this is, then I will probably stop soon. So this is regarding to this question, like purification practice. This is going, you know, there's many ways to purify, you know. So you just like, this is called 35 Buddha prostrations. When you see this Tanka there, the painting, so the last painting, that's what it's about. This is not just for decorations. This is for people to help individuals to understand the power of purifications. So they use that image as some kind of visualization. Then they visualize there, you know, this is called 35 Buddha. This is regarding to, you know, that painting. This question is regarding to that painting. So that painting is purposely done to help somebody to purify through 35 Buddha practice. There will be 35 Buddhas, no? There are 35 Buddha. So the question, so 35 Buddha practice, when visualizing the black delusions dissolve into the palm. The palm, this is called seed syllables. No, there's like symbol, no, lotus, no, there's symbol. It's not seed syllable. Seed syllable, there's always some kind of alphabet, letter. So that means that very syllables become something. That's what we call seed syllable. You know, tam. You know, when you are doing meditation on Tara, then you visualize tam, green tam, bright green tam. So that very tam, it becomes Tara. So that's called seed syllable. It's not symbol. Symbol, you know, usually like lotus, bell, vajra. These are called symbol. It just symbolizes Tara, but it doesn't become Tara. So there's a difference between six syllable and the symbol. So this palm, when you do this practice, you are supposed to visualize. You do three, each Buddha, three prostrations. First, you visualize just the Buddha. Second, then you visualize, you know, that's the sixth syllable, pam, that's the sixth syllable of negative actions. You visualize that in the middle of your tongue. So they visualize all negative, they can dissolve, so they, you know, disappear. So then sometimes when you do breathing meditations, then it says, palms, is it like black smoke coming from inside your body? Similar idea, same idea, but in a different way of doing the same idea. So now, you know, I don't want you to feel discouraged because there are so many different ways to purify. You know, these are not only ways, you know. Oh, 35 Buddha practice, there's 35 of them, I don't think I can do. I wish there only one of them. But there's so then another option is like, you know, Vajrasattva practice. Oh, that's like mantra is quite long. There's like 100 syllable mantras. There's not just 2 syllables, there's 100 of them. I don't think I can learn them, you know. Other hand, I don't mind to learn, like if the song is like 1 page long, I don't mind to learn the song. Okay, anyway, 100 syllable mantra, you know, there's some benefit of learning that. So you, some of you already heard. Long time ago, when I come here, each time when the phone rings, I get very excited because I'm kind of lonely. I'm only, now Gishisan was here. 9 years, I'm just my live by myself. I don't know how to drive. Most of the time, I'm home. People who want to live, they go to work. So I, you know, not know how to drive, not knowing the place, not knowing the language. Quite a, you know, kind of like lonely feeling. So that each time when the phone rings, I get very excited, you know. It's calling from India, so I can talk Tibetan, you know. So when I pick up the phone, it's always saying, blah, 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 saying something. So I couldn't, my English is not good. I couldn't understand what they are trying. I get kind of nervous saying something. So then slowly I learned from the center people. They say, oh, Gisela, this is telemarket. It's calling telemarket. So they don't give you a chance to talk. So they are, right from the beginning, the minute you pick up, they are saying something so fast, I couldn't understand. So then, you know, they keep calling. So then I kind of like, you know, so before I get excited, so now I'm kind of, you know, kind of even nervous or picking up the phone. I don't know what to say. So sometimes I just listen, and listen. I then, you know, kind of sometimes come a long time. So then I come up with this idea. So I say, okay, I don't want to say something negative, but, you know, first of all, I'm probably my English is not good. So what I will do, then I decide, you know, the minute I pick up the phone, if the person starts to talk, I just say, Om Benza Sado Samaya Manipala Benza Sado Tinabata Rasa Sado. I just use 100 silver mantras. With good intention, I say, okay, maybe just hearing a mantra, it will purify something. You know, just, so I just started saying Om Benza Sado Samaya Manipala. Before I finish my mantra, even just one mantra, it's already stopped. So then I do that all the time, do that in the minute, I just say mantra, and I just say mantra. I just say this. Not a short one, I say 100 silver mantra, I just say. It works. Eventually they stop calling me. So with a good intention, I believe, you know, if the person hears mantra, it purifies them. So I just said that. You know. I'm not upset. You know. So that's good. So there's some benefit there. So then, you know, okay, 100 silver mantra is too long. No, there's many mantra you can learn, para mantra you can learn. So if not, no, so we build this stupa here. No, this is holy object, you know. So inside there's a lot of relics, you know, contained. So this is like you know, there are so many different ways to help people, you know. So like, oh, some people, okay, are very having difficult to sit and meditate. It's very difficult, you know. People have different mental inclinations. So I simply suggest, please don't feel discouraged. Whenever you feel something bad about yourself, just go one round. Just go round the stupa. So please read about benefit. You know, so it's already been said. I didn't make it up last night. It's already been said. You know, so read the benefit of just going round of that holy object. Can you imagine how much that purifies? So I really want you to take advantage. You know, you just check, and you can go round. You know, if you have pet, you can bring your pet. Take them around. So, my cat, you know, this is another experience. My cat, no, Ninja, I have one cat, she passed away now, 2 years ago, Ninja. I have also a house, no, where I go around. Before I just bring some treat, then she follows me when I go around. After that, no treat. Minute she knows I'm in there, she just come. She just go around by herself, you know, follow me. She goes 3 rounds, no problem. Then, you know, 4 rounds, I have to encourage her to come. But, you know, so one time, Julie, you know, Julie, one of our members, she now lives in Kentucky, she came, stayed at our house. One morning, she's doing practice. All of a sudden, she feels something. Somebody's following. That's my cat, Ninja. She was kind of really amazed. Says, you know, so she just goes. You know, when she sees somebody going there, she just go there. Amazing things, you know, believe or not. When I was teaching, leading one retreat in California, San Francisco, there, my cat is kind of dying, then Gisam was home. Gisam was said to me that Ninja is like, fall into her little box, could not, just barely breathing. Gisam was thought, Gisam didn't bother to pick her up, live there. You can see the barely is kind of, Gisam went something somewhere, you know. All of a sudden, managed to stand up from there. There's a couple of stairs. All the stairs, went to my altar room. Sit where I sit when I do my prayer. She's sitting there. You know, but facing towards the window, not towards the altar, there's no one window. Then Gisam, I asked Gisam to play some, you know, like some prayers, a CD, some prayers, and she did that. So it looks like they only met up a couple of minutes dying. When Gisam come back, somehow she turned again back to the altar. That's how she passed away. Just looking at the altar, just that's how she passed away. So then I think, you know, I do believe, you know, that's like going around the holy object does help, you know. So so here, this, you know, we build this stupa for all of you. To help, you know, just go one round and please read the benefit. Whenever you feel bad, you just go around one round. So then read the negative karma that purifies, just going one, just seeing the stupa, you know. Nobody here at the center making money building this holy object. You know, nobody made any money. It's just solely dedicated to help people here. You know, so this is not like, this is not for fundraise, you know, this is just to dedicate to benefit, you know, all of you. So I want you to take advantage whenever you can. Bring your kids, you know, so just go around. So you don't need to be silent. You can still talk. You can go around, you know, you can talk. So that's good. That's a way to purify, okay? Whenever you feel about something negative, please don't add more negative. Just come here. You know, it is, you know, always open, so you can just go around. Yeah, that's all I want to say. This is like purification practice, okay? This Tajibha Buddha purification practice. I think I answered these questions. So this is, palm is something that you visualize in the middle of your tongue, and you visualize all this and dissolve, then disappear. Same breathing meditation, same idea. In breathing meditations, then, you know, light comes in, then, you know, like all the negative, you know, the form of negatives comes out of your body like the form of smoke. And disappeared, go, went out of your body, out of the house, then out of the universe, then disappear. This is all mental exercise. In order to mentally feel good, you have to do something in the mind. You can't just feel good mentally doing something that's not, you know, related to the mind. So that's why there's so much visualizations. This is all mental exercise, to think something good about yourself. No, so then when you think about negative, you purify them, then you always think about positive of yourself, precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find, you know, very lucky, very, very much blessed, very much blessed. Okay? Yeah, thank you.
So if you please turn to the first pink sheet on the white prayer book, we'll read the dedication. Dedications are also a traditional time to make offerings. I guess we'll be passing, generosity bowls in case you'd like to make a donation to the center at this time. And there are donation boxes in the lobby if you prefer to focus on the prayers instead. And I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Carl Thomas Adams Sr., John Ahern, Alexa Alston, Sabine Julio Castro, Benjamin Courtney, Kathy Fortner, Virginia Lytle, Charles Renard, Theodore Henry Schreppel, David Allen Slanger, Luna Bell the Rat, Job Search, John Pell, and Justin Kelly. Prayers for health and well-being. Kyabje Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Venerable Margaret McAndrew, Venerable Cherkilo, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Yukiko Burroughs, Dimitri Diamandopoulos, Richard First, Eugene Flynn, Mildred Gooch, Francis Hayashi, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson Buddy, Helen Katsanoff, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Nelson Mandela, Howard Mann, Kate Mann, Tom McGinnity, Adrian Oliver, Jay Pandya, Kyle Pagoni, Aunt Polly, Richard Potter, Lottie Powell, Eric Reeves, Faye Renard, Robert and Helena, Scooby Rodriguez, Dr. Albert Sant, Rosemary, Aunt Barbara Tai, Dion Washington, Dorothy Wirtis, Susan Westerfeld, Judith Wormser, and the Worthington family. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature commit evil or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind bent down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Kanji da wei ko wei jing kam dir, ten dan de wa ma lu jin wei ni, jen de jing wan ten jing gyak so yi, xia fe si te bar du ten ju qi, toni ni je zun du ju pe lang, xie se fe se kan chen ten du gen, xia na pe mo ten jing gyak so la, so wa de so je dun lu du shou. Jonu yin ala wang shou tu, awatare tembara sopa, lo zange we de ton le pao shou, shase kengyu lama so wade. Tutsu chanjin jangun ge we, ten zing kyong pe we kun zu do po te. Chok sum kul we le mun tu du, pa dok so du je ken du jab ten shok. Om tare tu re so ha, om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.
I'm going to say this a few mantra. It will take only 2 minutes, okay? 2 minutes. So the reason I'm doing this mantra, I have faith in those mantras. maybe 6-7 months ago, somebody asked me some advice, what can be done if a child has, you know, like suicidal thought, what can be done? So that's very little I can do. So then, since then, I've been reciting this mantra in the big congregations. So just simply hearing the mantra will prevent from untimely death. And there's sudden mantra, then that's for, you know, long, long happy life. And sudden mantra, this is for health. So I've just said the mantra, just, even just hearing will have, you know, there will be some kind of benefit, okay? It will take only 2 minutes. Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Yeah. Mm.